For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded public park in eastern city of Lahore Sunday killed at least 65, wounded hundreds more, women and children among them. Reporter Ayaz Ghul has details.
This is a very famous park in the city, and in fact it was Easter, and most of members of the Christian community, they were also present with their kids, and apparently a suicide bomber struck the area of the park where mostly kids were playing with their parents.
That is reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad, United States condemning in the strongest terms that attack in Lahore, calling it a cowardly act in what has long been a scenic and placid park. Also in the news, authorities in Mali say two men with alleged links to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with the March 13th terror attack in the Ivory Coast resort town of Grand Bassam. At least 19 people died there. Ivory Coast last week said it had 15 other suspects that they are in custody as well. The North African branch of Al-Qaeda also has claimed responsibility for a hotel assault in November in Mali that killed 20 people and a similar attack in January that killed 30 others in Burkina Faso. Syrian media and activists say Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State, dealing a crucial, symbolic, and strategic defeat to the militants. Islamic State took the city from government forces in a matter of days back in May of 2015. This is VOA News.